Shh. It's B-movies.
Oh, g'day. Shh. Shh. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
So I was hoping one of you were going to do the raw just then, not just the shh.
I'm not feeling very raw this morning, are you? I think all of BFM have got the same kind of weird sickness.
Yeah, it was very quiet in the office yesterday, lots of people at home, but, you know, people trickling back in today. It's good to hear.
You're lucky all of our addled breath isn't coming at you through your speakers.
Ugh.
Hi.
You can bring it back up and make the fella say damn. What are we listening to, Sarah?
This is a very prominent Baltimore club DJ called DJ Blackstar. Many of you may know him already from his features on a bunch of other hip-hop tracks, but in particular, Diplo is a big fan of DJ Blackstar.
He's
done a lot of work with him over the years. I thought we'd start off with a Baltimore club track on the more known side of things. This is featured on a lot of Baltimore club compilations. Baltimore club's like a late 80s blend of hip-hop and kind of chopped-up house. And it was super popular in the late 90s and the early 2000s. Kind of started moving to New York and Florida and other big cities and featuring in lots of music videos, as is always the way with a great music that also features fantastic community-led dance. So the dance to Baltimore Club, kind of as the combo suggests, it's like a cross between break dancing and house dancing with incredibly quick footwork, often quite complicated and difficult footwork.
So it's like a, it's a real scene. It's not just music that you, you know,
it's a total scene.
It's not just music that came from a city. It's got a whole
kind of culture attached to it.
It's
definitely got a whole culture attached to it. And why are we talking about this?
Very good question.
We are talking about the film festival movie Dark City Beneath the Beat, which kind of posits itself as being an exploration of the Baltimore club scene.
Oh, true. Okay.
It came out this year. I have a feeling it was filmed over the course of a period of time, because Baltimore Club itself is not as huge as it once was. A lot of the main night spots have all closed down. A lot of the rec centres where people would congregate.
That's kind of a depressing story.
Super depressing, but I guess that's the point of this film, which is made by a multi-hyphenate woman called TT the Artist. She is not a Baltimore native herself. She grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in a very, very strict religious family.
Ooh.
And like most strict religious kids that end up going to art school, fell in love with her art school, which was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Got ya.
That became her second home. And she fell in love with club music, basically, and has made...
It's quite like a 180 from being like stuck in your really conservative Christian family home to being like, you know, fancy footwork out in the town kind of situation. I feel like I just sounded like an 85-year-old woman. Fancy footwork, just having a shuffle, you know?
We are also a room of Pākehā women talking about a significantly black piece of culture, so we'll try and be as respectful as possible. But it is a common story. I've lived with a lot of people who have escaped religious homes and gone on to go to Elam and make amazing New Zealand art.
Totally.
So it's definitely not without precedent.
You know, those scenes, kind of wherever they are in the world, always have space for people who are kind of like, not escaping isn't the right word, but like finding
looking
themselves in a new way.
Yeah,
and looking for a home, exactly.
She's definitely one of those people. So TT the Artist directed, edited, features in the doco quite heavily. If I were to be a little uncharitable, at times the film, which is only 65 minutes long,
oh, so it's a shorty,
whips along, is a little bit like an extended music video for artists on the Baltimore club label she is trying to create and promote across the course of the film. It comes from a good place. As the scene is dying within Baltimore, she wants to take them to LA and say, look at this amazing hotbed of talent.
Totally.
You know, putting the charge of the artist's careers in their hands as opposed to how it might be on other labels.
Yeah.
Her record label is called Club Queen Records. She also features the work of prominent Baltimore club producer Mighty Mark. Used to be called Murder Mark, changed his name due to not really wanting to associate with the really high level of fatalities that Baltimore has.
Right.
Which is also something you see throughout the film. There are very few talking heads, very few interviews, but when they happen, they pack a real punch.
Right.
People basically saying, if all you know about Baltimore is David Simon's column inches and the Wire scripts, let us show you our Baltimore. And they do it in a very colourful, very music video way.
Which is kind of cool because, and I guess you could say, yeah, maybe it's promoting her own album, her own tracks and stuff as well. You could also maybe see that with the lens of she's hyping up her own people, which is also a really cool thing too.
Totally. Yeah. So the film is basically strung together by trying to get from one live performance of an artist on her record label to the next. Some more successful than others, but when it works, it really works. Because you have the artists themselves saying, you know, my family's been decimated by the heroin epidemic in Baltimore.
Yeah.
We dance in the streets now because our rec centres and our venues are closed. We have nowhere to go. The two other things that link the doco together are two dance competitions. One's called the Queen of Baltimore and one's called the King of Baltimore.
Cool.
King of Baltimore is very kind of like serious and in a club. And these men will literally dance until they fall over. So energetic is this art form. And then the Queen of Baltimore, you look like you're in a high school and every girl who's ever danced in their life, every woman, every small child.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's quite an amazing portrait of a side of a city that a lot of us wouldn't have seen if it weren't for her taking us amongst its choreographers, its producers, its DJs and its dancers.
So it sounds kind of like one of those films that maybe if you know nothing about Baltimore, this is a good place to go and watch. If, as you were saying, The Wire is your only entry point. There's plenty more to the city than that. But also it sounds like maybe it's a story that will resonate with people who sort of see similar like patterns maybe in the way that certain parts of cities or countries even have just like in a Western framework got one label slapped on it.
Yeah.
And music helps break that open a little bit too.
Totally. And I mean, it is terrifying watching people find community in the midst of quite dire circumstances. Watching it now when you think, I wonder what those people are doing under lockdown in Black Lives Matter protests. Like it's
I was going to say,
it's sobering.
Interesting. Yeah. Documentary to watch in a time now where clubs in America aren't really a place you can go.
Well, I mean, in this film, the two main clubs that kind of birthed the Baltimore club scene are closed already.
Far out.
And I think that was pre-COVID. So it'll be interesting to see whether this kind of gives it wings and takes it elsewhere. If you are completely new to the genre of music itself, there's also a wonderful sequence where Mighty Mark breaks down all the granular elements that make a Baltimore club track. It's really, really awesome. And it's only 65 minutes long.
Go for gold.
So get some friends together and have a dance.
And this is on the film festival's online streaming, I believe.
It is. It goes online on July the 31st.
Thank you, Tess. Stick that one on your list.
Get some friends around, pay the group price and watch it in a gang because it's definitely high energy and something you'd want to talk about afterwards, I reckon.
I reckon. We're going to listen to a bit of TT the Artist now. This is Stay Black.
Stay Black. Stay Black. Stay black, 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 stay black. Stay black, 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 stay black. Yeah, yeah, stay black, stay black, yeah, yeah, stay black, stay black.
This is TT the Artist and Maya Simone. Stay Black is the name of this track, and TT the Artist is the director of Dark City Beneath the Beat, which you can catch at the New Zealand International Film Festival. You can watch it online from July the 31st, nziff.co.nz, for more information on that. Thank you very much, Sarah, for that review. Review? Review? I said that so weird.
Hasta la vista, movies.
You've been listening to B-Movies on 95BFM.
You have.